Blog Talk Radio.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife. Said I'd die alone, I told that bitch she probably right. One thing that's for sure, not a stranger to this life. Got a safe that's full of Franklin and a shoulder full of stripes. I don't know a nigga like myself. I say self-made, meaning I design myself.
Hi,
good
Lady
morning,
Pat, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. I apologize. I don't know if in the studio did they have you on mute, but were you able to just hear the Monday motivation that we just gave?
No, I heard the introduction to the blog, to the radio talk, and then there was some music,
okay.
And then it went silent.
Oh, I apologize for that. I don't think they had you tuned all
no
the way
problem.
Into the show. So, And I didn't want you to miss that, but normally, welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I appreciate you joining us this morning. We kicked the show off by giving a little Monday motivation, and we talked about by appreciating what I have, I will seek more abundance. So I was talking to our listeners this morning about appreciating what they have and turning those complaints and those negative thoughts and that negative energy into something positive. So I apologize if you missed that piece. And,
no problem.
I'm super excited that you're joining us today at Motivate My Life Radio. So, guys, Lady Patterson, the owner of Itopia Spa Beauty Boutique, is joining us in the studio today. And I can't wait to find out all about the Itopia Spa and Beauty Boutique. I actually went online and checked you out. And so let's jump right in. So tell me a little bit, Lady Patterson. I know you're based in Atlanta. And we're going to talk a little bit about Itopia Spa and your mentoring and your coaching and things of that nature. But how did Itopia Spa come to fruition?
Yes, Itopia Spa has been in business for a little bit over 9 years. And how Itopia Spa came about was actually by accident. I used to be a consumer of the industry. I have over 25 years in the medical field, and during those 25 years in the medical field, I had always had some type of business venture on the side because I always believed that a job can never pay you your worth. So I always looked for other opportunities and always created additional streams of income. And just so happened when I got more involved in the beauty industry, I was a consumer of getting eyelash extensions done back when it wasn't that popular, in particular here in Atlanta. With eyelash extensions, they were pretty much for people that were actors or actresses or people that were well-to-do because they were so expensive to get done. And I just so happened was getting them done for New Year's Eve, and I met a young lady here in the Atlanta area who had a salon where she specialized in eyelash extensions, but she also had hairstylists, estheticians, and other people that worked in her salon. But during that time of getting my lashes done for a little bit over a year, I saw how her business was growing and how the demand for eyelash extensions was becoming more recognizable here in the Atlanta area. And then the idea kind of was planted in my head when she mentioned that she was interested in selling her salon because she was getting married and she was relocating to Boston. And that's when the light bulb actually went off. I was like, okay, I see that I'm regular consumer. This is actually some passive income, but I wasn't interested in buying her salon because I didn't know really that much about the beauty industry with the exception of taking care of my skin and doing my makeup. So to make a long story short, I was looking for something to add underneath my umbrella because at that time I did have a jewelry line and I thought that this would be a perfect match to cater more to women. I became a lash artist certified, and I started working with her 2 days a week to help her out in her salon so that I could really see if I really liked the industry. Then I started marketing to my coworkers as well as my friends and family where I would do mobile services where I would go to them to do the services with them. All this happened within 2 months. And literally within 2 months, my schedule became so busy where I had to stop working with her and regroup and get my first location where clients were now able to come to me. For the next 2 years, I was very busy working my full-time job as well as building a spa. And after 2 years of working 7 days a week, my daughters became interested in the industry, and I trained them. And then they started working with me. And then I went back to school to get my esthetician license to start specializing in skincare. From there, we was able to build the Itopia Spa brand in addition to my daughters becoming licensed estheticians as well. And this worked perfect with them while they was going to college. So now we have a family business where not only we specialize in eyelash extensions, but we have a full spa line of services where we specialize in skincare from microdermabrasions to skin corrective treatments to microneedling. We do 3D skin analysis of people's skin so that we can properly diagnose the skin to recommend the proper products for your particular skin type as well as the proper service. In addition to that, we do full body waxing. Our services cater to men and women. We do the microblading of the brows. We also do permanent makeup as well. And we do spray tanning. And with spray tanning, yes, women of color do get spray tan. And I am proud to say that we have also launched our skincare line, Tayori Skincare and Cosmetics, and that's been in existence for a little bit over 5 years now, and we're getting ready to do a big rebranding, a big relaunching of that particular skincare product line. And that product line came about because I wanted to create an additional passive income, but I also wanted to create a legacy for my children. So I named the product line Tayori, which stands for Taj, Aaliyah, and Oriana. And so here we are today, building our brand. We're getting ready to become a national brand. In addition to that, I also do trainings and coaching to show other people how they can tap into the beauty industry as well and create a legacy for themselves and their families.
And that's some awesome, I mean, that is an awesome story. I actually read up a little bit about, and I was going to get, you know, ask you a couple of questions around, you know, like that pivotal moment you had, you know, to bring your girls into the business. And I think that's so important to build that platform for you guys to join forces as a family, and, you know, business. Because, you know, you have a lot of businesses now that, you know, you have a lot of other nationalities that have family own businesses, but a lot of us, people of color, we don't join forces and have family-owned businesses. And so I think that's awesome. I wanted to ask you as well, like, what are some of the challenges being in the beauty industry? Because I know that, you know, what would differentiate, you know, Itopia Spa from the spa down the street or the spa across the street?
Well, one of the things that you just mentioned is having a family business for people of color. Because we, over the years, people were very surprised that we were a family business. They still inquire as to what it's like to work together every day, because my husband works there with us full time. My son used to work with us, but he decided that he wanted to do other things. But my daughters, you know, they like their time and their freedom. And they do very well. And so they was able to make great income and pay for their own college tuition, where they was able to work their schedule around their classes and still make decent money and still help build a family business. But one of the challenges that I have seen that makes us different from the spa down the street is that we offer excellent customer service. By us being a family environment, we are drama-free. We treat all of our clients as if they are a priority, whether you're a celebrity or whether you're just a regular person walking in from off the street or everyday modern mom that just want to enhance her features. So we treat everyone equally, but we do our best to give the best customer service. In addition to that, we offer stability. I noticed that particularly the people that specialize in eyelash extensions that are considered to be lash artists, that I find that they are hopping around from salon or spa or from private places every year or every 2 years. And we have offered that consistency where we have had two locations, and both our locations kind of overlap one another. Our first location, we was there for about 5 years, and then we opened up from our first location within the fourth year, we opened up our second location.
Okay.
So we have offered consistency. In addition to that, one of the other challenges that I have seen in the industry is that loyalty, you know, finding people you are allowed to come into your environment, you pay them well, but then getting them to stay, because a lot of people will come into different beauty industries to gain the customer, to gain the skill set in addition to gain clients. And what I do with my staff members is that I have a lot of people that want to come and work for us. However, I'm very picky because first, our personalities mm-hmm. have to blend. Mm-hmm. And then you also have to have the look, the professionalism, because we have a very diverse clientele. In addition to that, I have everyone to sign a non-compete clause stating that, you know, all the clients that come through the doors of Itopia Spa belongs to Itopia Spa, and there's no cross-recruiting. And that once you do leave, you cannot compete with our services within a 15-mile radius. So those are some of the things you know, that I have put in place. Yes. Go ahead, ma'am.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just thinking out loud. Because I see a lot of this in the industry. I see a lot of this in the industry, Lady Patterson, because I'm a business owner. I've been a business owner for about 14 years. But and I see a lot in the industry. I own a staffing consulting company, and a lot of people have come into the business. And I think, and listeners, this is so important. Something that she just touched on. It's so important that you have these non-compete clauses in place, because a lot of folks will come into your business, they will gain the knowledge, they will gain the experience, and then they would actually try to go off with your clients or your customers and then build the same business. And if you guys, you know, for those that are listening that are business owners or aspiring business owners, it's so important that you have that non-compete clause in place. Some people, Lady Patterson, they'll come and just work with you just because they can get the experience and then try to build their clientele and take your clients. So I was just thinking out loud how important that piece is. You know, it has happened to me before where folks will come in and work for us, and then they'll take the, you know, build some clients. We do staffing, recruiting, consulting, that those type of things, and then they would go and start their own staffing company. So
Yes, and with that, you know, you don't want to hold anyone back, because you do want to inspire others to become their own boss or to expand in their entrepreneurial skills. But there's a way that, like, even with the non-compete clause, you know, I expect for someone, if they're not a family member, to at least stay with us for at least 2 to 3 years. And then branch out to do your own. But one thing that I have put in place is that by incorporating, offering the professional supplies and tools that a person needs in order to do what we do, when a person do branch out to do their own, in some way they are able to come back to Itopia Spa to buy the supplies that they need in order to do the things that they need to do in their business. So in some ways, I'm able to still create additional income from those past employees, because they're coming back to buy the supplies that's needed in order to do, like, eyelash extensions, or to if they're doing skincare, they're able to buy our product line to put into their particular location.
Okay, so so there are a lot of resources that you offer. You just ask pretty much for that non-compete clause to be in place, and not to hinder anyone from growing or, you know, learning the business if that's something they want to do, but just not come in with intentions of, hey, I'm coming in to get build my clients and then just leave and take these clients with me. So, because I wanted to talk a little bit about your mentoring and your coaching. Because there are so many, and then there's so many now estheticians out here, and there's so many lash extension folks and specialists out here, Lady Patterson. Now, you know, you hear a lot of people that, you know, they go get a service that they didn't like it, or the folks were not professionals, or they didn't get it wasn't a good job. And so, when you say that the most important piece of the business is customer service. Because I tell anyone, you can get a business shut down really fast if you don't have excellent, superb customer service. Customers keep coming back to you when you offer excellent customer service. It's so important because guess what? Without the customers, you don't have a business. But what I wanted to ask you on your mentoring and your coaching side, Do you offer like classes when you do mentorship, or these individuals just coming in that work with Itopia Spa, are they learning from that avenue, or is it something that you actually offer classes somewhere that folks can sign up to do your mentorship? How does that work?
Yes, I do offer eyelash extension classes, and I try to do those classes once a month. Normally, when a person come in to get to take the class, it's normally a two-day class where they come in and learn everything from health and sanitation, which is very important. And I notice that a lot of people that are offering classes, they do not really focus on the health and sanitation, especially when you're dealing with some most vulnerable parts of a person's body part, particularly their eyes. So we definitely focus on that. We go over the theory as far as the proper application, in addition to the tools and supplies that you need in order to offer the best quality type of product. In my class, we definitely offer a mentoring program where normally when I'm doing the smaller groups, if we're here in Atlanta, I do have it where you're able to come into the spa after you have taken the class and do a day of mentoring where you're able to watch and observe our staff members in addition to how we are actually running a particular spa. With that,
okay.
For a person to come and work for us at Itopia Spa, I do require that you do at least have 6 to 12 months of experience, because not only do we offer great quality service, but we also have a particular time frame that you must work within when you're doing a particular set of lashes. So your timeliness only comes with practice, and patience, as well as learning how to work with a variety of different types of lashes. You have some people that have straight lashes, some people that have curly lashes, some that have blonde, short. I mean, you have to learn how to work with different ethnicities. And the only way that you're going to be able to get that experience is through time. So when a person that takes my class, they come and want to work for us, normally it's normally after about 12 months once they have gotten enough experience. I have one particular young lady who we just recently just brought aboard, but she took my class like 5 years ago. But she's been working in the industry for other salons, and so now she has circled back around, and now she's proficient, and her time and her quality of service is up to our standards to where now we're able to bring her aboard to become part of the Itopia Spa team.
And so overall, how big is your team? So how many individuals do you have right now at your business that work?
Well,
that
right now I have five licensed estheticians, including myself, six, that pretty much work with clients. We have about, over the years, we have had over a little bit, about 4,500 people, clients, that's in our database. Out of that 4,500 people, we have about, I'd say about 2,700 of those people come consistently. So we kind of would see those clients on average, every 3 weeks, at least once a month.
Okay. Well, I want to ask you this, and I want to ask you something really quickly because I'm asking for the listeners. They're popping a lot of questions in, so I did want to ask this really quickly. One of the questions that someone just emailed in, they want to know, like, what is one of the biggest challenges in opening up a spa? What would you think is one of the biggest challenges? Like, right now, today, if you want to open up a spa, what would you say, Lady Patterson, is one of the biggest challenges?
One of the biggest challenges is, I would say, experience and capital. Because you need to have the proper, having the right tools will enable you to offer great quality service, as well as making your job easier and more efficient to do. Having the experience of running a business in particular, I would say, can be challenging for an individual if they have never owned a business before, because you have to look at all the different taxes the different business licensing that you need, understanding what type of lease that you are signing, and how to manage that particular lease as the terms of that lease pretty much goes up over the years because of the property value within the area that you may have your business in, and also marketing. I don't advise anyone to jump out and open up a spa right away if you don't already have a client base established. The problem that I have seen people over the years is that, okay, I'm going to open up a business and I'm going to open up a spa or I'm going to open up a staffing agency or whatever it may be, but you don't have any clients to start bringing in some revenue. One of the reasons why I still worked my full-time job and built my business was that I did not want to interrupt my household income while I was building my dreams. So as I was bringing in income from my full-time job, that was taking care of the bills at home. The money that I was making from building my spa, that was money that I was just saving and stacking and putting aside so that I could do something bigger and greater as the business grows. So when I did get my first location, I already had clients coming to me consistently because I had the mobile service, which basically cut down the overhead. So the money that I was making from traveling to go see people, that money was being saved. So when I did get my first location, I already had capital sitting in the bank to sign my first lease and to buy the equipment that I needed without having to go get loans. And from there.
Okay, so basically you use your full-time employment, correct? Is that, just want to interject a little bit. So you continuously to work full-time and save your money, and then you invested that into your business.
Exactly.
Correct.
Now, that scenario may not work for everyone because during that time frame of doing both, I didn't have a personal life. But because my family was involved with what I was doing, I didn't have to worry about that because they were with me. So we saw something that was working, and if we did need to go to a special event or to hang out with some friends and family, everyone always knew to at least give me a 3 weeks notice so that I could pencil you into my calendar. But for those first couple of years, we were working 7 days a week and to make it work. And when we did open up the full spa where we was able to get a bigger location and to add on additional services, that money that we made from the first location, I was able to come right in and pay cash for everything that I needed. Now, I know that that would have been probably been against an accountant's advice to use your own money, but at one point, I was just happy that I did have my own capital and didn't have to worry about going to create some additional debt because someone gave me a loan to open up my business.
Right.
So with that, when I am doing my classes, I do go over the different scenarios as far as not only becoming a lash artist, but also these are the business tools that you need in order to get started. So as I go into the different aesthetic schools to talk to students about becoming a lash artist, because this is an advanced trade that they do not teach in aesthetics and cosmetology school, I also plant the seed to let the students know that while you're in school, go ahead and try to create some extra income so that you can build up your capital fund. In addition to, I give them different strategies on how to create business credit. So by the time they graduate from aesthetics or cosmetology school and get their state license, that they would have established some business credit in addition to have saved up some capital so that they can open up their own salon if that's what they choose to do.
Okay. So one of the challenges we're really definitely be capital and having the money to be able to get the salon off the ground. But you gave some really good tips. You gave some really good tips as far as some things that folks can, some avenues that people can take as far as, you know, sometimes using the working, continuously working your full-time job and saving money. And you're exactly right. If you, a lot of times when you're working a full-time job and you're building a business, you definitely don't have a lot of personal time. I definitely can advocate for that based off of, you know, the life that I've built as far as business is concerned. So you have to, I always say to people, you have to be ready to do the work and do every, what it's required to become a business owner. And a lot of times, you know, you can't just walk in a bank and say, hey, I'm starting a business. Here's my business plan, and I'm going to need $100,000 or $200,000 line of credit, and they're going to give it to you. because a lot of times you don't have the credibility yet as far as how you're going to pay back the loan and things of that nature, and then you are a new business owner, meaning you're at high risk. So I think those are some good avenues and some good tips that you provided to help individuals that want to get started. I think a lot of the other issues are too is, you know, from different, from my aspect is I think everybody tries to be everything in their business. You know what I mean? So you start this business and you just, for example, you want to be the eyelash extension, then the wax person, the admin, the receptionist, the marketing person, the branding person. You try to go in a business and have like 12 jobs, and you don't be productive. I have a young lady right now that just actually. Because I have a young lady right now, Lady Patterson. So you do, because I mean, you do. You have people that go in. We everyone I think has been guilty of it at some point or another. And I always tell people you're productively doing nothing. Right. So you look up at the end of the day, it's like 7, 8 o'clock. You've been working all day and you have not accomplished anything because you're all over the place.
Now, I would like to say that I would like to say, as you're stating that, you know, wearing multiple hats, that you do at the very beginning, you're going to find yourself doing a little bit of everything. And then once you get to the point to where the income is coming in and going back to that loyalty where you have a staff member or several staff members that you're able to bring aboard that can specialize in different areas, and then you can start to take a step back to manage those team members and those different services, then you're able to focus on managing the business and growing the big brand. So going back to, you know, finding the right people that will be a part of your team can also be challenging because you will still need to know how to do the different services within your business just in case you need to come in and pick up the slack. But once you do have that dream team put together, then you're able to start looking at the business from the top down and building the brand. So, yes, I definitely agree with that, that when you have your hands in multiple different things, you're doing a lot of things, but you're really not doing productive. And I can honestly say that I did reach that point, and I am going through that transition where I'm starting to delegate to give those different duties and tasks over to other people.
And that's really important, too, because I think, and a lot of times, and on the other hand, I always say on the flip side of the things, too, sometimes we hold on to things so tightly, too. It's almost like you have a hard time delegating. So those of you out there that are, you know, wanting to start a business, and then as Lady Patterson said, that, you know, you do sometimes have to wear multiple hats. I totally agree with that. But then sometimes we have a hard time letting go. So you have a hard time of letting go of this position because you know, like, I know how I want it done, right? And then you're looking for someone to do it in the same aspect as you would do it. You know what I mean? So sometimes that's even hard when you first get out there and start delegating out positions, and especially something that you've already nurtured and birthed, and then now you have to pass it on to someone else so you can keep growing your business. I think a lot of business owners face those challenges as well. I want to talk to you a little bit too before you know we wrap the call up. I wanted to talk to you too, far as the business continuously growing, right? So, like, at what moment? I know you said you worked for a full time job, but at what moment, right, that you felt like, okay, it's time for me to exit and now give Itopia Spa, that's my full time job. Like, at what moment did you know it was time for you to leave?
Well, to be totally honest, I could have left my full-time job 6 months after building Itopia Spa, but I saw where that was an opportunity for me to really make some things in my life go to zero, like clear out some debt, in addition to saving some money. But I think when I did leave my full-time job, because I was working both full-time, was in 2016. When my oldest daughter graduated from college, and my schedule was just, I was at the point to where I was getting burnout, but at the same time, I had to let go. It was a process where I had to let go of that work mentality mindset, because the money that I was making on my full-time job was easy, and that was my professional career that I had spent thousands of dollars to go to college for, to become an IT project manager. And over here with my business, I spent less than $1,000 to create a six-figure income.
Wow.
Within 6 months. So it was like, you know, letting go of something that was comfortable and then really focusing on something where my total income was going to be relied on my business. And so it took me some years to do that, but I think that what really kicked me out the door was when I got a letter from the IRS stating that we don't think that you're paying enough taxes from your full-time job, and so we're going to start taking out this certain dollar amount out of your income. And that's what I decided.
Wow.
Like, okay, so if they're going to be taking out this certain dollar amount, then why am I going to work every day? Because I'm already making decent income over here in my business. So that was one of the things that kind of like made me really push myself on out the door to make it happen. And then when I did give them my my notice to leave, I gave them a month notice because I was in management and I was very particular about my position. And I kid you not, a week before it was time for me to leave, they asked me if I could stay on part-time doing full-time telework. And I'm like, okay, you guys really don't want to let me go. So needless to say, after I had turned in my resignation back in February of 2016, I actually was able to leave them full-time alone Mother's Day weekend in May of 2016 when my daughter graduated from college. So with that, it pretty much opened up a whole new door, because now I had extra time on my hands that I was able to free up my mind, because I was given that time and my mindset over to someone else. And now I was able to have that extra time to really to focus on my business. And within about a month, by taking those extra 8 hours I was giving away to someone else, within about a month or so time, I was able to create that additional income that I was making from my full-time job, added that to my business, and now that money that the so-called IRS was going to be taken from my full-time job, now I was making that extra money within my business, but now I was in a different tax bracket where I was able to really write off more on my taxes, if that makes sense.
Okay, yes, definitely.
And
listeners, I hope you're listening to that, because that's you know, a lot of folks, Lady Patterson, get in trouble when it comes to the taxes for the business. Because everybody wants to make money, right? But people don't want to pay taxes. And let me tell you guys something. You know, the IRS knows all your business. So if you run a business and you're running off an EIN number, your Duns, a Duns and Bradstreet number, and you have a business, the IRS knows your business. So there's no hiding from the IRS. And I have to make sure that folks are clear on that. Because, you know, a lot of people won't even go and incorporate their businesses because they don't want to have to pay taxes.
Exactly.
So
but what people need
to
understand is that you do get having a great accountant and running everything through your business, you're pretty much giving yourself a raise because everything you're currently doing is now a tax write-off, pretty much.
And look at it in that aspect, that it's a tax write-off and not necessarily that, you know, you're paying money to run a business. Even with me as a published author, Lady Patterson, I had to pay money on my royalty checks at the end of the year. So I literally had to pay taxes on the money I made from my book. So I tell people all the time, you can't escape it, and it's best to start out and get you, as you said, a really good accountant. Always have a legal advisor on board, whether you have one on retainer or you pay them by the hour, just so you can always have legal advice that you can get for your business. And it keeps you from getting hemmed up because they're doing a lot of auditing of small businesses nowadays too, to make sure that, you know, that all your I's are dotted and all your T's are crossed. But I want to ask you, far as being in the beauty industry, and I know you guys are based in Atlanta, you have two locations, what does the future look like for Itopia Spa? Do you plan on expanding in different other states? Are you going to just stay in the Georgia area? What does the future look like for you guys?
Well, right now, just for clarity, we used to have two locations, but I closed down the first location because it wasn't
okay.
A full storefront. So now the current location is a full storefront, and this will be the model for additional Itopia spas. Our goal is to open up additional locations here in the Atlanta area. We're also looking at Dallas, back in our hometown. My daughters are pushing to be groomed and to get more experience to where they will have their own store where they will be able to manage themselves. We are tossing around the option of if it would be best to open up a chain of stores or if we need to start franchising. But this particular, our current location would be the model for whichever route that we take, whether it's going to be a chain of stores or if it's going to be a franchise. So that's still up in the air being worked out, you know, how we're going to strategically do it. One of our next immediate focus is creating the Tayori brand to make it more of a national recognized brand. Our goal is to eventually have it in your stores such as Sephora, Ulta, your different department stores. So that is our goal as far as with our brand with the Tayori products. We definitely are looking to bring on more experienced staff members that want to become that Itopia, be a part of that Itopia Spa team. By being recognized as a national brand and exemplifying the quality service that we offer to consumers, we want the brand to be where people want to work for the brand because of the brand name, as if you want to work for Harpo Productions or Tyler Perry Productions because of that particular brand. So that is my vision to where when people hear the word Itopia Spa, they know that it is a high-level luxury spa where people want to come and get services as well as people want to be a part of the team to be able to offer the services to our different clients.
Okay, good stuff, particularly with that national brand and getting in stores because I think a lot of folks strive to get to that level. And, guys, it takes years sometimes because I think some people don't realize, like, you know, when you get in the stores and you get in these shelves or these national retailers and things like that, that, you know, that's years of working and building your brand and letting folks know that you exist in marketing and things of that nature. It just doesn't happen overnight. So it sounds like you guys have definitely, Lady Patterson, some great things going on. Can you tell us before we wrap up how folks can how folks can, because we actually have about almost 6,000 some listeners. So if you can tell folks how they can, where you guys are located, how they can reach you, your social media handles and so forth.
Okay, great. Yes, you can definitely find Itopia Spa on Instagram. That is Itopia_spa on Instagram. Facebook, you'll be able to find us at Itopia Spa on Facebook as well. Our spa location is located in Sandy Springs. The address is 2-